is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers for this evening is toll-free, and this is for Canada, 888-861-3519, and for the USA, it is toll-free, 877-270-8714. Or you can call our direct lines, and they are area code 530-876-9026 or 876-3223 or 413-4515. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have Linda Pinacker with us, and she will always be with us the first Tuesday of every month, and it's always an honor for me to have her with us. Linda has been with this show for the past 2 years, and that ought to tell each and every one of you a few things here, because she is very dear to me. She has been true to form. She is very dedicated in her guidance, in sharing with all of you a special path that you all may be looking towards, or giving you insight on areas of your life that you are in a process of transforming into other areas within your own lives. And if you will all permit, this evening I'd like to share a little bit about Linda Pinacker. Now, she's going to be giving each and every one of you readings this evening, so you're going to definitely want to call in and spend some quality time in asking your questions with Linda. Now, Linda Pinacker is an author, and she was intuitive as a child. She has become an accomplished psychic medium and healer. Linda has remarkable abilities to connect with loved ones that have passed on, and provides clear evidence that they do indeed remain present in our lives. She's also has written 3 incredible books, and I've had the delight and pleasure to read all 3 of her books. And I still find myself continuously going back as a reference point with my own personal life, including my spiritual journey. I'd hope that each and every one of you will take a peep at her books. You will find that they're extremely informative. It's like having Linda sitting right in your own living rooms and sharing her own thoughts and guidance with you. And let me give you those titles. The first book is Make It Happen. Use Your Intuition and Positive Spirals, A Time to Heal. And also, Linda, if you would help me out here, your third book is called Messages of Hope. Is that correct?
Messages of Hope and Healing.
Thank you. Linda has appeared on numerous radio and television. She is indeed a vibrant international speaker. Linda holds a master's degree in social work, clinical practice, specialization, and 14 years of experience in family counseling. Linda was born and raised in Canada. She has resided in San Diego since September of 2000. Her leisure activities involve How do you say that correctly?
Kayaking.
You know how it is when you speak more than one language.
Yeah, right.
You have to quickly shift gears. Oh, my goodness. Reading and visiting with her two adult sons who live in Canada and Australia. But before we bring Linda forward onto the show, I'd like to share a little bit more information with all of you. I have my BBS Fast Chat up, so if you would like to send in your questions, we will be ready for them this evening, okay? So one of the things that I want to suggest to you is if you will go on to my show page, you will find BBS Fast Chat is located right within that box that also lists all the different toll-free numbers. And let me give each and every one of you those numbers again. The toll-free for the United States is 877-270-8714. Canada is 888-861-3519. Our direct lines is area code 530-413-4515 or 876-9026 or 3223, same first three digits. So without further delay, please help me to give Linda a warm welcome to the show. Good evening, Linda.
Hello, how are you?
Doing great.
Good.
It's really interesting because I just got through doing all my prayers and calling in the Ascended Masters and some other brotherhoods and my own angels and guides and master teachers. So I've got all this wonderful energy that's just flowing through me this evening.
That's wonderful.
I know. And how are we tonight?
Wonderful. I was grounding myself and run energy and call the masters in and get myself nice and relaxed. I'm feeling great.
Well, before we start receiving phone calls this evening, I'd like for you, if you would, because I've been sneaky, Linda. I've been on your website recently.
Uh-huh.
And I would hope that this evening I could talk you into sharing with all of us this evening about your wonderful classes that you're doing.
Oh, it's so exciting. I'm really enjoying it. I think that's one of the favorite things that I'm doing right now. I'm doing a lot of intuitive training because I really believe that everybody is intuitive and that everybody's capable of channeling their spirit guides and their higher self. So I really want to help them do that. So some of the classes I teach are channeling spirit guides, but the ones I'm really excited about right now because it's more recent is a six-week intuitive training class, and I also teach that in a one full-day workshop and covers a lot of areas. Like I teach them how to read layers of aura, past lives, how to answer questions about relationships, career decisions, how to communicate with spirits, animals and people. And everybody can do it when they come to the class. It's just wonderful. It's so exciting.
Well, I would like, if you would permit, I would actually like to post up some of your classes on my show page to give our listeners an opportunity to explore the classes that you're offering to everyone out there. And maybe you're even doing, you would actually fly out of state as well, wouldn't you?
If I had enough people to make it, you know, worthwhile, because otherwise, you know, it's very time consuming, right?
So, well, sure.
Yeah, but, you know, especially now that I'm found a way of condensing this six-week workshop into a full-day workshop, that makes it much more possible. I mean, the other thing I do is a six-week psychic development circle, and of course that's not very practical to do out of town because that's something that develops over time. But intuitive training, definitely.
Yes, well, I would definitely be, if you're open to it, I would love to go ahead and post them on the show page.
Oh, that'd be
and
wonderful.
Let's go ahead and give out your website as well.
Okay, it's www. lindapineacre.com, and it's spelled L-I-N-D-A, P as in Paul, Y, N as in Norman, A-K-E-R. So it's www.lindapineacre.com.
And let me spell that last name for all of you, and that is spelled P as in Paul, Y, N as in Nancy, A-K-E-R. So that's Linda Pineacre at, go ahead, Linda, pineacre.com, right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, excellent. Well, I'm real excited about this, and I know everybody's holding back at the moment, but I was hoping that you at this time would share a little bit about each of your books that you have written.
Okay. Well, I've written three. The first one was Time to Heal, and it's actually a novel, and it's just total escapism, and it's it takes place in San Diego, so a lot of the sights and scenes are familiar to people who've been there. And it just helps people to live the life they want to live by following what this woman does in her book. It's very fun and exciting that way. The second one is Make It Happen, Use Your Intuition and Pause the Spiral. And it's to help people develop their intuition so that they can be on their path. And it also shows them how to raise their vibration through enthusiasm so that they can attract positive things in their life, which, of course, creates more enthusiasm, excitement, the more you attract, which makes you attract more, and it creates a bit of a positive spiral. So what it does, it teaches people how to create those positive spirals in all of the areas in their life so that they can become a magnet for opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And it teaches people how to use visualization. It's really got a lot of concepts from The Secret. I wrote it before The Secret, but I think a lot of the ideas in The Secret have actually been out for a long time. It's just now they're being, people are hearing about it more, and I think a lot more people are ready for it. And the third book, Messages of Hope and Healing, that's about my life as a spirit medium, and it has some of my readings in there and shows some of the things you can get in a reading, and it's very fascinating that way. It has some stories in it that people sent me showing signs that their loved ones remain present in their life. And then the other thing it does, it teaches people how to develop their ability to channel spirit guides, loved ones in spirit, and their higher self. And actually, people use that book as a manual when they take my intuitive training, because it really has step-by-step tells you how to get intuitive information.
And that's, you know, I actually teach and certify people to channel.
I didn't
realize
that.
One of the things is that I've found, and I'm sure you find that for yourself as well, there are actual components. You know, I know when I teach channeling, one of the first things that I have my students set up is a gatekeeper. And there's important components in what you teach that really help set people in really pulling from the universal mind.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, for sure, because it's important that people, you know, make contact in a safe manner. And it's also important that they have really healthy chakras and auras so that they protect their own energy. So that's definitely a basic to any kind of intuitive training or channeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's why I was really excited when I saw that you, and you've done quite a bit of traveling and teaching your different classes, and
yeah.
I know that you've done a lot of psychic medium work in Europe and Canada, obviously, Mexico, and throughout the United States.
Yes, yes, I have. I get calls from all over the world. Sometimes the accents are kind of challenging, trying to understand the people when they call me, but... But
well,
it's really
exciting. Handle me, you're doing good, Linda.
Thank you. Yeah, I really enjoy the intuitive training. And one of the things about my workshops is I don't just stand there and lecture people. They're very experiential. And so I warn people, don't come to my channel, your spirit guides, or my intuitive training, or my psychic development circle unless you're prepared to work the almost entire time. Because what I do, say, for example, my intuitive training is I teach a technique, and then the entire rest of the class is spent with them practicing that technique with each other and doing readings. So if they've come just to listen and observe, it isn't going to happen.
Yeah. It's you really have to come into these classes and really participate. You know,
exactly.
I noticed that one of the areas that has come into the forefront for me when I'm teaching my own classes is that, especially my channeling class,
mm-hmm.
is that they, you know, a lot of the students would like to take the class, but they have doubt in themselves that they actually have the ability to do it. And, you know, you and I both know that everybody has those gifts.
Yes.
It's just taking the class and actually bringing that forward
and discovering
and making a connection with it.
For sure. I have yet, out of all of the, I mean, I'm sure I've taught hundreds, I have yet to have one person who wasn't successful in channeling at least one spirit guide during one of my channeling classes. It's, everybody can do it.
Yeah. I have found that to be true as well. Now, I'm a little stickler when it comes to teaching my channel class, and it's really interesting because the day of certification, everyone has to channel a message to me. And, you know, one of my prerequisitions for my class is that everyone is to bring an object. So what I do is we share in the objects. Of course, you can't channel your own object. And so I have them channeling the object that an individual bought. And then, of course, they could verify if that, you know, if they were correct in what they had received about that particular object.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did from various objects to cards to each, and also channeled each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really profound on the information that came forward. And they'd all get excited because then they sat there and go, oh, my gosh, I really did this.
Yeah, I can
and
do
I
it.
And I know that you find that for your own class, right?
For sure. I think that's the most popular comment. My God, I can do it. I didn't know I could do it. And then some of them even go as far as say, I didn't know I'd be able to do it this well.
Yes, yes. And the thing is, wouldn't you agree, Linda, that we all do it on a daily basis?
Absolutely.
It's just realizing that that's what we're doing.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I give an example to people. I went to the Ananda Center with my husband a while back, and there was a guy lecturing at the front of the room. And Ananda typically has, I think it's five masters pictures sitting up on a mantle behind whoever's speaking. And it's the first time I'd been. But anyway, you know, since I got there, one of them showed up and kept showing himself to me. And I said, you're the fourth one down there on the mantle, aren't you? And he says, yeah. And I says, well, I don't know your name because I haven't studied that. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, the lecturer walks over to the fourth pitcher, points at the person, says his name is Sri Ishtar, and, you know, like introduces him to the group. I mean, now, that had to have been channeled to him, but he was not aware of that. He just all of a sudden walked over, pointed the picture, and said the name, because I was telling this master, I don't know your name. And so he had the man do that, so I would know. And then I said to the master, I said, what is your message for me now that I know who you are? And he said, it's good that you're here tonight. But I don't think that's such a good example. You know, we all channel. I mean, a lot of people think when they write their books, they write them themselves. When they paint, they think they're painting themselves. When they come up with great inventions, a lot of the work that we do is channeled to us. We just do it subconsciously. We're not aware of it.
Yes, yes. Now, you know, I've got to ask you this question. I'm going to probe a little bit tonight, Linda, and I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
I'm just curious, were you always aware of your own psychic abilities, or did you just have one of those aha moments and realize, or?
You know, it's actually quite a story, to tell you the truth. I mean,
okay.
As a kid, you know, we used to play games with my intuition because we knew I had it. You know, like we, you know, one person would say, okay, I'm thinking of a vegetable, tell me which one it is, or, you know, stuff like that. And it was just a joke, but it never really went anywhere. My family wasn't really receptive. So, and in my early 20s, I really noticed that one of my strengths was knowing when people were pregnant, whether it was a male or a female. And I was always right. Never once was I wrong, you know. And one time I knew a woman was pregnant before she knew. She went the next day to the doctor and had it confirmed. And so that was something that really stood out for me. But what really did it was when we moved to San Diego, I'd had this midair collision when I was paragliding, and I know now that my guide set that up so I'd stop paragliding. Nobody was hurt. We should have both died, didn't though, and I knew instantly that we'd been saved by angels. But anyway, it made me stop paragliding. And all of a sudden, I had this big gap in my life. We'd moved to San Diego. I didn't know anybody. I went through a bit of an identity crisis. What am I going to do with myself? So I decided to start experimenting with some new activities. And the first thing I did was ask my twin sister to teach me how to share healing energy. And she did that over the phone. And I noticed when I was sharing the healing energy that I could see people's auras. And after that, I started noticing I was constantly seeing auras. So one day I phoned her long distance to Canada, and I said, Karen, you know, why do you suppose I'm seeing these colors all the time? And her answer was quite remarkable, because I don't think at the time we even knew what a spirit medium was. But she says to me, maybe you're going to be a spirit medium. And I've never forgotten that, because it was such a strange answer coming out of her mouth. And it just, I don't know, resonated. And months later, I decided to take this, some clairvoyant training. That was one of the things I decided to experiment with. And within weeks, I knew my strength was communicating with spirits, and, you know, loved ones who passed on, and pets.
And I do want to mention to all our listeners, let me check and see if we have anyone on the line at the time with us. Is there? Do we have a caller on the line at this time? Okay. So we don't have a caller. So let me give those numbers
Hello?
To all our listeners. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. May I ask who's calling and where are you calling from?
This is J.K. Adekai, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Ah, well, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Linda?
Yes. I was wondering if how my finances are going to change for me, or is there something I need to do, or
I don't see you need to do anything, and I see a huge change coming in. I see it coming very quickly. I see money coming to you. And to me, it looks like it's around something to do with career. I see an opportunity. Because I don't see you having to make it happen. Like, to me, it's being brought to you. Like, it's just going to be there all of a sudden. You know, I don't see you having to hunt it down. And, you know, what'd you say?
She likes that.
Well, and it comes by way of an organization. I'd say it's a fairly large organization. I definitely wouldn't call it a small company. You know, maybe middle-sized or a little bit bigger than the middle. And I see a man in particular. Now, I see him dressed in a business suit, which doesn't mean he's wearing one. What that means is that he's educated and or professional. That's just the symbol I always get for someone who is. And he looks like he's got good business sense. And he's got this idea, and I just see you involved in that, and that brings you money. You work at it full-time, and it looks like it involves selling a product. I don't see you selling the product, but that's what the business involves, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You look like you're doing something that's more office-related to me. I definitely see you answering phones, and I see purchase order slips in front of you. Is that something you could see yourself doing?
I could probably could fit, but...
I feel like you're doing more the marketing end of it. Have you ever done marketing?
But I have, I like the selling part. I like, the marketing part.
The marketing is a part that stands out for me. Like, to me, you look like you're very creative and you're very personable, and that's a strength for you. And that's the aspect of the business that I see you doing.
Mm-hmm. Can I also ask you another question?
Sure.
Sure.
About my spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm. You were very, very spiritual, very intuitive. As a matter of fact, you could see and talk to spirits if that's what you wanted to do. You've already seen spirits, haven't you?
Now and then, but not as, you know, as a,
it's like
as
an
intense
energy form
I would like it to be.
Yeah, yeah. But you're very
you know
sensitive
what I mean?
To the energy.
Yes.
And you do see colors, too, don't you? In your head. When you close your eyes, do you see colors? I'm sure you do. Let's put it this way.
Yes,
if you haven't noticed, start noticing. You'll love it. Because I know that that's a capability for you.
Yes, I'm very aware of the colors that I see in my third eye. From time to time, I see some flashes of color around people.
Yes.
Now, I'm starting to shift in
it's really
my
growing
spiritual
for you.
Work. Yes. So
and you actually, you're a healer, too. And so when you're in people's presence, you heal them.
Yes.
Without even thinking about it.
Yes. Very good. You're right on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
We hope we have served you well, and thank you for calling in. And many blessings.
Thank you. To you also.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Wow, that was really great, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's great to talk to.
She right away confirmed everything that you were saying.
Yeah, that was very nice of her to do that. I really appreciate that.
Yes, it is, because, you know, it only helps us to become better at what we do.
Yes, I always tell my students that validation is the most important thing. I really think that channeling, whether it's, you know, your own intuition or a spirit, is like 90% confidence. Because we've all got messages that we should take an umbrella or a sweater or whatever and haven't listened to it because we just didn't pay, you know, we didn't take it seriously. And I think that the more confident you are about your intuition, the more likely you are to pay attention to it, and that really helps you to be on your path and to make the right decision.
Hello? Hello, welcome to the show. Whom are we speaking with?
Hey, Lorani and Linda. This is Nancy Sue from Washington State.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing good, and you?
I am doing great. I personally want to thank you for the beautiful birthday wish that you sent to me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bless your heart. I had it posted up on my show page. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I just happened to have heard you, I think it was the week before that you were talking about your birthday.
Oh, well, I
personally and I had just put it on my calendar so I wouldn't forget.
Well, how's the weather in Washington? Is that correct? You're in Washington?
Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's not hot, and it's not cold. It's just, for me, it's just right.
Oh, wonderful. We had a kind of interesting day because it fluctuated from one moment it was raining, the next thing it was just high winds, and then the next thing you know, we had the sun come out, and then again the high winds would come in, and it just was like that all day today. So it was kind of
we
never quite had that before.
Yeah, that's like Washington State. Wait 5 minutes and it'll change.
I was thinking about Hawaii, you know, because a lot of times in Hawaii, the sun will be out and it's a beautiful day, but it's raining all at the same time. So, you know, it kind of made me think about home. But did you have a question for Linda?
Yeah. If you can tell me anything about my health.
Your health actually looks pretty good to me.
Really?
I see one problem, though. I'm looking down low. Well, see, you've got a really nice energy to you, which is astounding, because I do see a problem. So let me just look more closely at that.
Uh-huh.
And while you're doing that, Linda, one of the first things I picked up with you, Nancy, is that you worry quite a bit, don't you?
I didn't think I did, but I must.
Yeah. See, I see a problem down in your abdominal region. It's funny, because while you were chatting with Leilani, I was getting all kinds of other stuff that had nothing to do with your health.
Okay. Well, whatever you can tell me.
Do you have a husband?
Yes, I do.
Because this is what I got first. I got there's an opportunity coming his way, which is connected with a purchase or an investment, and it looks very positive. I know he's thinking about doing something. Tell him to go for it. It's really going to go well for him. And then when I looked at you, I got that you really like people, you enjoy working with them, and that a service-oriented career is what's always a good fit for you. And then, of course, I often look at your health, and I'm led to look at your abdominal region. And to me, it looks quite serious. You know, like it's not something I would just discount. It's certainly not just stress-related. But you're receiving medical care right now, right? Are you, Nancy?
Natural weight, and I'm just getting worse.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. But anyway, Nancy, are you involved? You're getting some medical care right now?
Tomorrow I will be seeing a doctor for the first time in a couple of years.
Okay, well, I want you to know that it is going to go well for you. I see there'll be a lot of worry around it, but the outcome is good.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
So just remember, Nancy, when you go to the doctor's tomorrow, just remember that part. It's just going to go well. You're not going to necessarily like hearing the words.
Yes.
But, you know, it's just words. Remember that.
And the outcome will be good.
And the outcome will be in your favor.
Okay.
And this
is to help you from
worrying, okay, because you have a tendency to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you think you're doing a really good job, and let me say this, you are, but you sometimes, when you think you're not worrying, you've kind of shoved it in the back of your mind, so to speak.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you want to add more to that, Linda?
I just keep getting directed down to the abdominal area. It really looks like, you know, some people carry their worry and their stress in their shoulders. Not you. You carry it down nice and low in the abdomen. And I just see a lot of concern there.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what's been squealing on you is you're in your lower part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And always know that when you have those challenges, it's all up in the mind and the emotional process. Does that make sense for you?
And it's really important for you to release and let go because you're storing an awful lot of stuff there, you know?
Okay, yeah, I understand
that.
You just
think about letting, you know, that energy run off your body, down your hands and feet, and down to the core of the planet to be recycled. And just imagine it flowing off of you and leaving.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, and thank you, Nancy Sue. I hope we have served you well.
Oh, you have. Bless both of you.
Thank you.
And bless you.
Bless you.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you.
Wow, bless her heart. She sent me a beautiful, beautiful birthday.
Isn't that sweet of her? That's wonderful.
I know. But I wanted to get back. There's another question that I'd really like to ask you. Can you see that I'm being nosy tonight, Linda?
Nosy's good.
Yes, it is. You know, I've known this for quite some time with you that you have a master's degree in social work, and then you do a lot. You've done a lot of clinical practice, and you've had a lot of family. You've done family therapist. And
yeah, I used to work as an individual, couple, family, and I did group therapy too. But when you do family therapy, you pretty much do all of them, individual, couple, and family.
Okay. And then, of course, distress and a drug center as well.
Right, yes.
So
that was actually the first. What were you going to ask me?
So all this experience really had to play a real strong fine-tuning your abilities.
I really realize now that I used my intuition and channeling as a therapist. And, you know, I wasn't aware of it at the time. And one of the things I really remember, when I was a family therapist, we had to design really complicated interventions that we would bring back to the family afterwards. We quite often worked in teams with one-way mirrors. And then afterwards we'd come back and deliver these interventions to family. And I remember that in the morning when I had my shower, I'd be thinking about who I had scheduled for the day and what sort of homework assignments and what kind of interventions I might be considering for them. And now looking back, and I realized that most of that was channeled to me in the shower.
Uh-huh.
I certainly did not do it alone, you know, because I get a lot of messages in the shower now. It's a very peaceful time. It's a time when we're very focused. I mean, I think most of us know that when we first wake in the morning, when we're still feeling kind of foggy, that's when we get the most inspirational ideas. And other times are when we're alone and focused. And also in the middle of the night or just before we fall asleep, we just got that fuzzy stage, you know?
And that's so true, because I know that before I even open up my eyes is when I get a lot of information. And especially, like, if, you know, I'm a cleaning house or driving even,
yes.
You know, that's when it seems to really come in,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the information that I receive.
Yes, me too. I know when I'm, like, I actually live in L.A. now. I know that my your bio is not up to date on that. But when I used to drive all the time up to L.A. to do workshops from San Diego, you know, it's a two-and-a-half-hour drive. And it's astounding what I would get channeled to me on that trip. And I know one of the trips in particular, I was been writing a screenplay, and my guides were channeling all the personalities of the characters. And there I am trying to write it on a scratch pad as I'm driving up the interstate. Because the ideas were just coming in so fast and furious, and I knew there's no way I would remember them all.
Well, do you actually use, because I know for myself, because a lot of times when I get the information, I mean, it just comes pouring in.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went and bought myself a little microphone that attaches to my blouse and then a voice-activated tape recorder.
Uh-huh.
Because there was no way I could write that information down as quick as I was receiving it.
Yes. You know, I do have tape recorders, and the only problem I found with that method, I mean, it's very great, is it's very time-consuming to transcribe all that information. Unless you have,
yes.
a dictaphone where you can use a foot pedal, if you're trying to play it on the tape and then type it, you have to constantly stop and rewind, take your hands off the keyboards. You know, it's so much, it's very time-consuming. And that's the only reason I haven't spent a lot of time using that method, but I know there's many a time in the car I'm thinking, I should have brought my tape recorder.
Yeah. Well, you know, a good friend of mine was also sharing with me, which, you know, you would have thought I would have known these things, but it wasn't until I got involved with radio that I became an individual that worked a lot on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
But she was sharing with me that they had a software for your computer where you could just talk and it would do all the typing and spell check and all those cool things.
And that would be too much. That would just blow my mind away. You know, yeah, my joke about that would be is, you know, I type over 100 words a minute, but I can talk way faster than that. Could,
yeah,
that be,
I hear you.
Up?
Real quick, I'd like to share with any listeners that have just recently tuned in, our guest for this evening is Linda Pinecker. And she is a psychic medium, and she's just got all the great things going on around her. She's an author of 3 wonderful books. She's also an international speaker as well. She teaches these wonderful classes, and I encourage all of you to visit Linda's website. I've got all her information up on my show page, and so I do invite each and every one of you to explore Linda and her background and all the wonderful things that she has to offer to all of you. She has been a regular guest of this show for the past 2 years. And I'm really divinely proud of saying that, to have someone of her stature that spends quality time sharing herself with all of you. Now, if you'd like to call in and get a special message from Linda, our toll-free number for Canada is 888-861-3519. For the USA, it is 877-270-8714. Or you can call our direct lines, which are area code 530-876-9026 or 876-3519.
323-413-4515. And you will find that Linda will share her wisdom and knowledge with all of you the first Tuesday of every month. So tune in and come and play with us. Linda's a really wonderful psychic medium, and she's always been a delight for me, and I know that you will find that as well for yourself. And if you have any questions, Linda, let's give our listeners your website and email and contact number.
Okay, great. My website address is www.lindapineacre.com. So it's www.LindaPineacre.com. And my email address is Linda@LindaPineacre.com. And my phone number is 310-346-1746. That's 310-346-1746.
Thank you, Linda. And if any of you listeners would like to send us a question through the BBS Fast Chat, you can either find that on the homepage of BBS or on my show page, and you'll find it just right below our call-in numbers to the station. And feel free, I've got my BBS Fast Chat up, and we'd love to talk with you, wouldn't we, Linda?
We sure would. I always enjoy chatting with you, but I really enjoy chatting with your callers in too.
Yes, because truly it's not about you and me, it's all about them and being in service of them.
Yes, and I always like to give people hope for the future.
Pardon me?
I always like to give people hope for the future.
I do too. And let me remind all our listeners, if all of you are very aware that we have many different pathways that we each can make a decision on taking. And what we'd like to do to achieve in being of service to all of you is giving you a potential of a pathway that you may not have necessarily considered traveling down, that will be of the highest service for you, for your own soul and your own growth. Ooh, I love it. Well, let's see what you got for me this evening, Linda.
Let me see. What do I have for Leilani tonight? I always see so much excitement around your career. You know, it never ceases to amaze me, though, because I always see all this excitement, but things always take longer than you expect, you know?
Of course.
It's the timing aspect that always gets to me. I'm not the most patient person. I'm trying to develop that, but I just see everything coming up roses for you career-wise. I don't think I've ever looked at you that I don't see you reaching lots and lots and lots of people. I know that you're going to be doing these huge events with, literally hundreds of people at them. I always see these gatherings around you. I see you speaking in an arena, but the places that always stand out for me are like these huge halls, you know, the kind where you have like multiple workshops, and I see you standing up there at the microphone, and my gosh, some of them are even televised. Like, it almost reminds me of the Academy Awards, except of course it's not that kind of function. It always looks like a spiritual event where lots of spiritually minded people connect to come to these lectures and workshops, and there's lots of chatting outside of the lecture halls in between and before and after. And every single time I look at you, so I know that's got to be coming.
Yes. I know it is as well.
Yeah, I just see it in full color, and always lots of chandeliers and parquet floors or carpets. They always look like they're very large places, hotels or something that has that kind of look to it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And television to me, I definitely see television being significant in your life too. Like, I know you're going to have a television show, and I see guests sitting, little bucket chairs or whatever. You know what I mean? You got the little table and you and your guests and the flowers on the table. I mean, I see in full color like that. I know it's got to be. You know, you just can't make that up, right?
That's right. Well, you know, it's interesting because for almost the entire year, there was many, many times I had a live audience that would actually come in and participate with me live on radio.
Yeah.
And I just loved it.
Yeah. You know, this is the first time I've got this message for you, though. I see a man coming into your life, and he's someone you're going to marry.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah. And he's got dark hair, and I'd say average height. You know, I wouldn't, I definitely wouldn't call him short, but I wouldn't call him really, really tall either. I'd say more average. And build is a little bit stocky, like he's not a frail-looking little guy, you know.
Okay.
And I'm being shown him in a tweed suit, and I'm wondering what the significance of the tweed is, because I know what a suit means. But for me, that always means they're professional and or educated. But this one's tweed. And I feel like he might be kind of, he looks spiritual to me, but, I don't know, sort of down-to-earth, down-homey is what I'm getting, you know what I mean? Like.
Oh, well, that's perfect, because I really am a down-to-earth person.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's a perfect fit for me.
Yeah, he looks very comfortable with himself. I would definitely not call him cocky. He's just got a nice presence to him, you know.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness. Because, you know, that wouldn't fly either with me being cocky.
Yeah. Yeah, those cocky, charming, nah, not like that at all. This guy is really down to earth and, you know, very level-headed, pleasant, feet firmly planted on the ground, and yet he looks like he's very capable of dreaming, too, which is always nice to have a touch of that, too, you know?
Yes.
Nothing like a good optimist.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Bet it is.
And this is funny, because I get your mother to read like a... And I can't remember whether or not your mother's passed on or not. Is she? Lately?
Well, it's really interesting because today is her birthday.
Ah.
And that's how I got my, actually, my name is May Leilani with an understood hyphen between the two of them.
Okay.
But when I came here to the mainland, they decided that they wanted to make May my first name and Leilani my middle name.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, who am I to, you know, tell them what my name is? Way my name's supposed to look like, right? So, and that's how I got that part of my first name.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, anyway, I just get that this guy really knows how to talk to your mother. And
boy,
she likes that.
Be a day.
Yeah, she likes that about him. It's like he knows how to...
Oh, boy. Well, then he's definitely a perfect match for me, wouldn't you say, Linda?
Yeah. And he knows how, he just really knows how to be subtle and finesse with her, and she really likes that about him. He knows enough to give her the right amount of attention.
Well, one of the things that I really was curious about is, you know, I have just come back from the UFO conference in California.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Linda, if you've never been to a UFO conference,
I
really recommend that everyone go at least one time. It was life-changing for me at so many different levels. I knew why I was sitting there Saturday afternoon that I had made this huge shift with inside of me.
Wow.
And my whole perception of a lot of things had actually shifted and changed. But it was all in its place. You know, I could make sense of you know, what I was being presented with. And it was so concrete. And, you know, because I went in with an attitude, okay, I'm going to be seeing a bunch of green little men running around, peeping behind.
I thought you'd see a bunch of Trekkies, but anyway.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, that is, you know, but it was so different. There was a lot of scientific, a lot of film producers, a lot of just very credible people that brought in solid information, and let's put it this way, I was glad I went there.
That's wonderful. It looks like there's an awful lot of creative energy there.
Oh, yes, there was, big time.
Yeah.
And what was so neat about it is everybody was solid in their own personal power.
Wow.
There was no competition or, you know, stroking or look at me kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was so equal, and everybody just embraced each other.
Oh, I would love to be part of that.
Oh,
I love to see people when they're respectful of each other and their abilities and not threatened by it.
Yes. Yes. And so, you know, this is the second year that my show has been invited to come out. And so I'm really excited about next year's event as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I sure hope that my show is on the top of the list of invitations because I definitely want to participate once again. Now, this time I went as media, but what was interesting is that all of a sudden, and this is a question I had to ask you, because, you know, I'm speaking a different language. And as I speak this language, this really powerful energy comes flooding in. And so anyway, during the UFO conference, normally I like to sit on the back burner and I'm good at, you know, putting the spotlight on other individuals, and I really make it about these, you know, the people around me. And all of a sudden, I just knew I had to get up and share, and I did. And
wow.
It was so profound for me.
Yeah, I got you really stood out.
Well, I hope in a real good way. That
sure looks like
sure.
It's me. Yeah.
So I was just really curious. I apologize, Linda.
No problem.
But anyway, the masters told me that I was actually speaking an ancient language of Lemurian.
Wow.
So I was just curious what you might pick up on that.
Is that supposed to be like a language of another planet? Because I never heard of Lemurian, so.
Say that again. I'm sorry, honey.
What language is Lemurian?
Lemurian was the language that was used at the beginning of our creation here on the planet Earth.
Oh, okay.
And Lemurian was indeed the Hawaiian Islands, or it was also known as Mu. And then, of course, some of the people from those islands decided to branch off, and that's where Atlantis was created.
Well, I definitely get that you were speaking Lemurian. I mean, it helps me to know what it was. I definitely got a yes to that. Now, see, when you first talked about different languages, the first thing that went through my head was Hawaiian. So if it's a type of Hawaiian, that really makes sense to me.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because I do feel that there is that in there as well,
mm-hmm.
The Hawaiian language.
Well, I get a definite yes when I ask about you having been speaking Lemurian.
Wow. Okay.
And
thank
I just
you.
Keep getting the word ancient around it.
Yes. You know, it's really interesting for the past 2 years. I actually got upset one day, and that's I don't get upset very often, but when I do, I surely get upset. I mean, if you're going to get upset, why not go all the way, right?
Definitely.
Well, I just happened to be having one of those days. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, I called to the ancient warriors of the islands. Then I called in Pele. And then I called in, you know, from the different, because in Hawaii we also have tribes as well, so I started calling in all of that too. And so I think, and they all came. And I proceeded to tell them I wasn't a happy camper.
Had yourself a captive audience, did you?
Oh, yes, I did. Oh, yes. It's a good thing that they humored me because, you know, of course, I was just really upset. And under no certain conditions was I going to put up with this. And this is what I wanted done about it. And you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Wow, we're coming to the close of this hour. And I just truly thank you, Linda. It's always such a delight, and I really thank you for allowing me to probe a little bit deeper into who Linda is, you know, beyond the information that we all have. And we also honor you for all the wisdom and the knowledge that you share with each and every one of us. And we look forward to your next book that you've got coming out.
I'm working on it.
I know. We also look forward to you being on Oprah Winfrey's show, and that is going to be happening soon.
I sure hope so. It sure looks like it is.
Yeah. And enjoy your next TV appearance. That's going to go extremely well for you as well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate hearing that. I figure it's got to be coming up soon because my spirit guide, the one that's a personal shopper, had me pick out a pair of shoes and tell me what stage I'm wearing them on. So,
yes. So on that note, I ask that all of our listeners, please stay tuned. We have Dr. Doug Gilbert on our next hour. You're going to love him as well, and I hope that you will all come and tune in and call in and interact with Doug as well. So, anyway, thank you so much, Linda, and you have a great night.
You're most welcome. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
This is a day of celebration. Welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I am your host, May Leilani. Our call-in numbers are for Canada, 888-861-3519. For the USA, the number is 877-270-8714, or you can call in to our direct lines, and that number is area code 530-876-9026 or 876-3223 or 413-4515. And I'd also like to make an announcement. If you'd like to use the BBS Fast Chat located on the homepage of BBS Radio or my own show page, you will find BBS Fast Chat just below our toll-free call-in numbers. So I'd love to hear from each and every one of you. And I'm really excited about this. Our next guest, excuse me, I get so excited. Anyway, now, my next guest was indeed on the show last week, and I've been very impressed as I have continuously worked with our guest, and it has made some very profound changes in my own life, within my own personality. I have observed immediate shifts in my own personal environment. And I'm really, really looking forward to sharing this particular modality with each and every one of you. If you're ready to upgrade you, your life, and everything else around you, this is it. Now, one of the things that I'd like to suggest to all our listeners this evening, go get you something to write with, a pad, a pen, pencil, whatever it is. I encourage all of you to call in this evening and really meet our next guest. Now, his name is Dr. Doug Gilbert. Now, if you will please permit and allow me to share some wonderful background history on Doug, you will find that this information is
fascinating. And so I may stop periodically and expound on some of the areas with all of you so we can really dive in deep into this particular area. So without further delay, I'm going to share this information with all of you this evening. Dr. Doug says, if what we as New Agers have been talking about for the last 30 years actually worked, all of our children would be fed and loved. We would have peace in our Middle East. Our government would be run on ethics of peace, prosperity, and harmony for our entire planet. And we would all be living abundantly. We clearly have some work to do. Some of what stops all of us, including Leilani, and here they are. Not being specific, not being aligned with what we have been saying, rejecting materialism and capitalism, not being in our outcome. And I want you to think about that for a moment. Not being in our outcome. What does that really mean? I know what it means for me now. And I will continue moving forward. Focusing on the bad rather than the good. I'm sure all of us can definitely have found ourselves doing that throughout our lives. I know I have. Probably could write a book on it. Focusing on the positive without any specific clarity of intention or feelings. Not being fully and completely present while creating. Being stuck and addicted to being in process, working on it, trying to get rid of negative emotions. Dr. Doug will share some very powerful methods for fixing every one of these issues, and if time allows, will help callers upgrade on the air. Now, I want you to remember that. So I've always encouraged each and every one of you. This is your chance, your time. It's not about me and the doctor. It's about you. It's about you becoming the very best person, not just for yourself, but everyone else, including your environment around you. Dr. Doug is in the business of helping people upgrading their lives. He states, I enjoy using the term upgrade as I was an electronics engineer for 18 years, designing computers, computer upgrades, and writing software. I learned about doing it better, faster, and more efficiently. I learned that just about anything can be upgraded. In fact, anything that wasn't upgraded would become outdated and useless very quickly. I started a computer company with three friends and successfully sold it 3 years later. Now, what I'd also like to share with all of you is that not only does, well, let me continue on here. I'm really excited about introducing our next guest to all of you. In 1988, Dr. Scott Walker showed Dr. Doug how he could upgrade his own personal life with a method called Neuro-Emotional Technique, also known as NET. I didn't realize it at the time that this was to be my next career. As I learned NET, I found great satisfaction in what I was doing for the first time in my life. I found I loved helping people so much, and I soon left my engineering job and earned my doctorate in chiropractic. I built my chiropractic practice mostly in upgrading people's emotional bodies rather than doing just structural adjustments. I found the more I worked with transforming their emotions, the less adjusting I had to do. I quickly started using my new tools very successfully with many people. I will, throughout the show, share more of what Dr. Doug does. But please, let's all give Dr. Doug Gilbert
a warm welcome to the show. Welcome, Dr. Doug.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It is great to have you on the show. I know that it is a real honor and a privilege to have you with us this evening. I know you have an extremely busy schedule, not only just teaching classes, but working with individual clients. So we honor you for sharing yourself with all of us this evening.
Well, this is truly my pleasure. I really love doing this stuff. And it's also really fun being on the radio with you, too, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. But before we get any further, please share with all the listeners this evening your contact number, your website, and your email address, if you would.
I will be happy to. My contact phone number is area code 928-380-2315, and my email is drdoug@drdouggilbert.com. And you can also go to the same website, drdouggilbert.com, and find information. It'll redirect you to my website and all that.
Thank you. And I also want to remind our listeners this evening, I have a wealth of information on Dr. Doug. And if you would like, you can follow the information as I present it forward to all of you, so you have a deeper understanding and can follow nicely with an understanding of what's actually unfolding in front of you. I do, once again, if you are just now tuning in, our guest for this evening is Dr. Doug Gilbert, and this is his second appearance on this show, and I do encourage all of you to either call in or send us a BBS fast chat with your comments or questions that you may have. We'd love to hear from all of you, and as the show continues, you'll find why this is so powerful for all of us. So on that note, Dr. Doug, let's explore why it's so important to understand the power of language and to master it.
Well, we've all kind of been told that our words are powerful, and what we weren't told is how powerful our words actually are. And our words create as we speak them. And they can also be used as a tool to find out any glitches we may have in our own unconscious programming. And so they really go two different ways in that way. And so what we can do is, if I'm working with somebody, I can just listen to the words they use. There are some specific word patterns and single words, phrases, which reflect glitches in our consciousness. Because, I mean, really this is all about what The Secret says this is about. It's the law of attraction. What we focus on is what we attract to us. Well, the question is, and I have for the people of The Secret, is they didn't give us the tools of how do we get our focus really sharp. They tell us about vision boards and imagination, things like that. Yet they didn't tell us how do we get our conscious and unconscious minds both fully aligned with where we're going. And that's where a lot of the tools that I have to share are very, very powerful, because I can listen to and I can teach other people how to listen to their word phrases, find out their glitches, and then what do we do with them? We can turn them around, turn them into something new and powerful, and then speak them with feeling, and we will literally reprogram our unconscious minds.
So interjection here, but let's give our listeners this evening an example of a glitch versus when you have mastered your language.
For example, let's see, somebody, one of the major things I work with. I work with a lot of businessmen improving their businesses. It's like, okay, my business is not doing as well as I'd like it to do, and on and on. So typically for them it's about money, or at least they think it's about money.
Okay.
And so what we'll do is I'll start listening to them talk about money. I'll listen to them talking about business. And one of the biggest glitches that exists as far as money is concerned is most people are afraid of really having money and owning money. They'll talk a lot about it, and their language will be the money. They talk about money as if it's something outside of themselves, you know, the money and the car and the business.
So what you're saying then, if I may, what you're really saying is that when they say that, they're not really taking ownership of their money.
Exactly. And it's,
uh-huh.
Here's the thing. What it does is when people use words such as the in reference to money or their body or their spouses or their children, you know, how many people were referred to as the child when they were children? And so when we use words, the, they, them, those, it, does, what they're doing is they're in consciousness agreeing to separation, them and us. Yet we really are just one consciousness. So when we decree to our universe, if we believe in angels and guides, if we tell our angels and guides the money, when they hear that, oh, okay, then you are separate from whatever it is you're talking about, money, cars, houses, wives, etc. And so it's a real simple glitch, and we can make profound transformations just by changing that one word, the, to my. And so that's one of the first things I do, my money, or my child, my relationship with my partner. And that makes a profound change in their consciousness, and their unconscious mind starts listening and going, oh, my money, my wife. And just that little bit of change will change their focus from separation to unity, to being one with. And when we focus on I am one with, I have my money instead of I need more money, then the universe responds to what I'm focused on.
Even it, let's say, okay, so if you say I have my money versus I need my money, what, even though, let's say, you've got $10 in your bank account, so once you make a ownership command, the universe naturally picks it up, and as like the movie Secret, the genie says, your wish is my command.
Exactly. And whatever we decree, meaning saying with feeling, is a command to our universe. Deliver this to me. And if we say it's outside of myself, then we're not going to have it. That's the way it
so,
works.
So what I'm hearing you saying then is, so if I made the statement, I need money, and I put that command out to the universe, then the universe doesn't sit around and pre-qualify, well, Leilani really meant to say, I have my money. So let's just give her what she's asked for, which is, I need money. So they
exactly. You're going to, and pardon me, you're going to have lots of things you need money for show up for you.
Uh-huh.
That's what you decree. Or if you say, I want money, what you're going to get is situations where you're going to be wanting money. Just one change, I have my money. Now the universe will deliver your money. Now, that's part of the equation. And there's another bigger part of the equation, which is, do you really want money? Do you really desire having money? And there are some very, very old texts that are very, very, very powerful. And from the original Aramaic of the Bible quote, "Ask and it shall be given unto you," somebody did a really good translation of it. "Ask without hidden motive and be surrounded by your answer." Without hidden motive, there's meaning about that. If we're just, okay, I want money. Why? Well, I want to buy my car. Why? Well, because I'd like to get around so I can go here. Why? Because I'd really love to be able to get out into the woods to enjoy myself. Why? Because I'm happy in the woods. And so all that stuff about I want money really doesn't make any difference to our unconscious mind. Our unconscious mind goes, yeah, you say you want money. You could even say you have money, but that's not what you really care about. What you really care about is being happy while you're hanging out in the woods. And so the deal is, when we go find our hidden motive for what we really desire, what are our hearts really craving, longing for, when we then seek what our hearts are desiring, then the universe feels our heart going, yes, this is it. And when we decree with feeling, when we imagine with feeling, those are direct commands to our universe to deliver to us. So, I want more money. I have my $1 million. I don't feel that the same as I have my divine partner in my arms loving me right now. It means nothing compared to I'm sitting in the woods looking up at the stars, and it's beautiful, and I feel love for my planet. I feel connection with my creator. See, those are feelings, and so my universe goes, cool. Lots of feeling, very specific. Here you go. It's yours. Now, the fun thing is, if it's going to take me $1 million to get from here to my woods, then the universe is going to deliver that to me. It's like, okay, if your heart's desire is the woods, you're very clear, you're focused, what is it going to take to get you there? And they will line things up to make it happen, whatever it takes.
So what I hear you saying then is that once, because I know for myself, as I've worked with you numerous of times one-on-one, and I really truly thank you for working with me, because it has been a tremendous shift in my own reality on all levels that I never thought was possible. And, you know, I found myself a lot of times spinning my wheels, and I really thought I was putting that energy out because of, you know, the things that I had been taught throughout the years. And
yeah,
you're right, because a lot of times I found that it just wasn't working a lot of times. And I'd go, what is it that I'm doing? What is it that I'm missing? What are those components? But what I found as you assisted me on pulling out the core issues within myself, and I was able to really identify what those true feelings were, which, by the way, I can say that most of us don't really truly understand them the way we should. Because
let's not should on ourselves here or on our listeners. It's just we were raised in this environment, in our environment, where literally this is the language of separation. Our language speaks of lack. Our language speaks to separation. Our language speaks to struggle. And that's what we were taught. And so we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing because that's what we were programmed to do. Thank God we have people giving us our wake-up call now and showing us, oh, here's some pieces, here's some more pieces. And I believe it's only been in the last 20 to 30 years where we've had enough pieces to where we can start doing something. And I believe it's only in the last couple of years where it's all together where we can go, okay, here's a system where we can hopefully make things happen for us consistently.
So to help others to have a deeper understanding, it's like, you know, and we all have at one time or another throughout our life observed where one, you know, the individual was saying one thing, but their physical body was sending out a whole different message.
Yes. And our physical bodies, yeah, our physical bodies are important. I believe we came here to experience abundance in our physical bodies and abundance of spirituality both.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, one of the mistakes I made in the past was, you know, just focus just on the spiritual, and if I thought about having money or a lot of money, I was being greedy or selfish, or I was taking away from other people. And that is so not why we're here. We're not here to be poor in our physical world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I believe we're here to be massively abundant in money and love and relationships and our connection with our divine nature.
And
why limit
our desires? Yes.
Yes. Our desires are really necessary. Do you know the meaning of the word desire? Have you ever, like, looked up the origin?
Actually, I have not.
D is of, sire is the star. The desire means of the stars.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, they are
like
meant to be. And, by the way, we are manifesting our reality from moment to moment to moment, yes?
Yes. Yes, we are.
The word manifest, manus, is hand. Fest is visible. To manifest is to make visible that which already exists. Once we have our desire, it's already in existence. The only thing we need to do is allow ourselves to see it and have it.
Let's touch a little bit on the word processing. You know, when I first met with you, and by the way, everyone, I wanted to let you know that Dr. Doug wasn't any different than I react to any other guest for this show. I set up a meeting with Dr. Doug.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, I had on my microscope on and dissected him and everything and tested him in many different levels. And I was, by the time it was all said and done, I walked out with my mouth hanging on the floor and gracefully put in my place. And I loved it. And I said, I have got to share this with all the listeners.
All
and
of
the was,
listeners.
Well, I will claim that. My listeners of my show. Did you guys
Thank
like
you.
That? See how that works?
How do you, now, Leilani, say the listeners.
Please,
now say my listeners.
My listeners.
How do you feel?
Ooh, it was warm. I loved it.
Exactly. Ownership is so important for us. Ownership of our lives, ownership of our bodies. It's what we're here for.
Yes.
So is anybody going to call in and play the game with us?
I don't know. Well, let's see here. One of the things I would like to share with each of you this evening is that Dr. Doug Gilbert is a chiropractic
physician, Rewrite Your Rules. And I just love that title, Rewrite Your Rules. Instructor, executive, corporate coach, and personal facilitator. Now, what does that really mean? He actually is invited to come and participate with corporate businesses. We're talking about high profile, high power positions within a large corporation. He's invited to come in to assist these executives on aligning the mastery of language to empower themselves to command their actual desires of what they're desiring within their own heart's feelings. And I really wanted to make a point of sharing that. So I encourage each and every one of you, come on. I promise you that it will be very painless to share your thoughts and comments and ideas with Dr. Doug. And I'd like to go ahead and give you guys those call-in numbers once again. For Canada, the number is 888-861-3515. For the USA, the number is 877-270-8714. Or you're welcome to call the direct line, area code 530-876-9026 or 876-3223 or 413-4515. And I also invite you to utilize the BBS Fast Chat as well. I do have that up. And if you would feel more comfortable in communicating with us through the BBS Fast Chat, I understand. But that said, I welcome and invite each of you to interact with us this evening. Will it change your life? Oh, you bet it will. There has been tremendous shifts in my own environment, within my own beingness. I have become stronger and better of Leilani. And everything else around me has beautifully unfolded and flowed into alignment. And I will have to tell you, the synchronicity that unfolds in my world today keeps me engaged on a daily basis and going, wow, that was incredible. And it happens to me all day long. If you're ready to receive some serious clarity in your mental, your emotional, your spiritual, this is it. This is what's really going to help you get there. I know it did for me, and believe me, a lot of you have been with me for a long time, and I'm not the easiest person in the world to shift. I will cough up to that. And I can be pretty darn stubborn as well. Isn't that right, Dr. Doug?
Maybe a little bit.
Oh, you can tell them the truth. They won't mind.
Stubborn at times. And you played the game. And did I bite?
No.
Good. It was all safe for you. And by the way, you know, if somebody chooses to play the game on the air, they can keep everything in the silence. They don't have to go share personal details. And so, anyway, may I talk a little bit about something else for a moment?
Yes, just hold your thought for one more moment for me, if you would.
Yes.
For all those that have just tuned in to the show, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is indeed the Universal Spiritual Connection. And our guest this evening is Dr. Doug Gilbert. So please continue.
One thing that most people have been in at least once in their life is in kind of a business or corporate meeting.
Yes.
And I have a lot of fun going into business meetings where things just aren't happening. and people are arguing and fighting. And it's really, really fun going in and just pointing out just some simple little language clues for the people who are involved, because what typically happens is some of the people in the meeting are operating out of fear, and some are operating out of anger. And when people are operating out of anything other than clarity and love, what happens is literally their bodies will go into survival mode, because fear's up, means I'm in danger. And what their bodies do is they literally will take blood and stop sending it to their forebrain, which is our thinking centers. It shunts it or sends it to the back of their brain, their hindbrain, which is their reptilian brain. And so you wonder why people act a little weird in some meetings. And it also shunts blood away from our digestion and into our big skeletal muscles so we can go run or fight or something. And so if you've ever been in a meeting and all of a sudden people seem like a bunch of kindergartners, that's what's going on. And then other things, they're operating old programming that was set in there before they were 6 years old. And so people will say some really dumb things that they don't really mean. They go to the meeting going, why did I do that? And they have no clue. Well, that's what's happening. And then the other thing that happens is people go in thinking they know what they want to get out of the meeting, yet they haven't really checked into what their heart's real desire is. And so it's real fun to go into a group of people in a meeting, and I've done this, and it's, very powerful, very quick. And I just go around the meeting and go, why are you here? And it generally starts off, you know, trying to get this solved and trying to get this to happen, and I want to make more money and, you know, stuff like that. And by the time I'm done listening to their language and reading their body language and stuff like that, it always ends up about three or four different stories, and everybody's really looking for the same thing. And it's love with their mother, love with their father, respect from somebody, and it always ends up something like that. It's never about the money, and it's almost never about the business. It's always something really dear and personal to our hearts. And so once we recognize in a group meeting that what we're really there for has nothing to do with money or anything like that, it's just about love, we can have that right now. And then the meeting goes really easy. And then I can go, okay, now what do you choose to get out of this meeting? What is your desired outcome? And so we can play the game with that. And they'll start with the same kind of, you know, airy-fairy, you know, mental stuff, and they end up with very concrete, solid outcomes for each one of them. And by the time we're done, what happens is all their outcomes are usually very congruent with each other. So everybody gets their needs met. And everybody
hold your thought, Dr. Doug, if you would. I think I might have a listener on the line. Do I have a caller on the line with us? Hello? Okay, I do apologize for the interjection. Please continue.
Oh, that's all right. Anyway, if somebody's going into a meeting, pay attention. Ask yourself, why am I really here? And then when you think you know why you're here, go ahead.
Well, you know, I've of course worked for many years in the corporate office. And I did indeed hold some very high positions within the company and excelled very quickly, you know, whatever company I worked for. And so that said, you know, I found myself participating with a lot of business meetings. And then, of course, I went into establishing my own business that I had for 18 years, and that just, you know, propelled me into further meetings as well. And one of the things that I found that I used a lot is that I would sit there and observe people's body language. And I know that we all do it.
Hey, my name is Neil, and I'm a caller.
Hi, Neil. Welcome to the show, and may I ask where you're calling from?
Mesa, Arizona, 40th largest city in the country.
Well, I'm in, well, BBS Radio's in California, and I'm one of your neighbors. I'm in Arizona myself.
How are you?
I am doing great, and welcome to the show. Did you have a question for Dr. Doug?
Actually, I'm he coaches me. I'm one of his students.
Oh, are you?
Yes, so I thought maybe it might be helpful to, if you guys wanted somebody to talk to about, you know, what it is he really does. Here's the guy he's helping with right now. So I thought maybe I could call and offer whatever it is you guys wanted of me. You feel free to ask me questions, or I can just talk.
I do appreciate that because, you know, one of the, I've always been well known for my own show is to bring the highest information, and my main objective is to empower people in their own lives. And the first question I really have for you is I'd really like for you to share why you chose to go this direction with your own spiritual path, and maybe share with us as well how it's changed your life.
Deep question, good question. Doug, how are you, by the way?
Can I get you to speak up just a bit louder for me, Neil, if you would?
Yes. Doug, how are you, by the way?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Good. Listen, the reason I decided to do this is because I wasn't happy with the way my life was going. I knew I was headed in the right direction, but I thought about coaching for a long time. And I met Doug very reluctantly, actually. He's very good in group cohesion. And my business partner hired Doug to bring him in to help make us more cohesive. And I thought, this guy is just crazy, this guy's nuts, and somehow I still called him and said, maybe we should coach together. So I call him, and I'm still very reluctant after the first time I've used him, and he did really good things to our group. We were all a lot more tight-knit. And I said, you know what, maybe you can help me out, even if it's just a little bit. This is probably worth it. If I can learn a few different things from you, this time is worth it. So why I called? Because the reason I ended up calling him and doing it with him, because I was following what my heart told me to do. And
yeah,
the way it's changed is he's helped me to view things. There's this quote I really like by Gandhi. This can probably explain it better. And it says, you must be the change you wish to see in the world. And Doug actually taught me what that meant. And so before my coaching with him, the perfect example was my sister and I didn't get along very well at all. And so through my coaching with him, he helped me visualize what it would be like if we got along really well. It went so well with her this last weekend when I went to visit her that she's asked me to, I'm an investor, she asked me to invest her 401k plan for her IRA. And it just makes a lot of big changes. My girlfriend's
obviously
probably listening in.
Neil, if I may interject here, from what I'm hearing from you is that prior to working and tapping into that core issue that was, you know, the undercurrent that was running there, this is something that would not have naturally taken place between you and your sister. Is this correct?
There is no chance this would have taken place.
Wow.
That's the thing that's happened into my
life as well as I've continued working with Dr. Doug.
So I've got one more even perfect example, so maybe that's not enough for some people. I've got a girlfriend who lives in Ohio. And hi, Vachna, if you're listening, by the way. And
yeah.
I was having difficulty with her, and we were trying to figure out what's going on and where we're going. And he helped give us a lot of clarity of what it is we want. Today, I think we're in a better position than we've ever been. And she's trying to apply for an internship very near where I live so that we can maybe spend the summer together. And, again, had it not been for my talking to Doug and helping figure out what it is I wanted in the woman, forget just even the woman I had, I don't think I would have attained the same success with her. I think I probably would have gone on for another 10, 12, 15 girlfriends before I figured it out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell me what to do. He just asked me questions. And he's like, so is that what you really want? And if I'd say yes, he'd say, great, let's write that one down. If I'd say no, he says, okay, why are you saying it then? What is it you're actually getting to here? We'd get to the core of the issue really quick, and then we'd fix it. He'd say, well, why are you thinking that women are this way? Why are you thinking that your relationships have to go this way? We'd get right down to the core, right down to the heart of it, and we'd figure it out together.
Oh, yes, and you know, that was another key statement that you have made on the show, is that the clarity, because, you know, I have found so much clarity. Now, of course, I was a little cocky and walked around thinking, I was thinking clarity. What in the heck are you talking about? You know, let's get clarity here and get real with our feelings and bring forth those underlying currents that was running. And one of the things that came to mind as you were sharing your thoughts with us is how we get stuck in our old patterns, in habit of the physical, in our actions, in our language as well.
Very much so. I fully agree. He really helps out. And Doug, don't mind if I keep saying good things about you here. He really helps.
Oh, please
figure out.
Keep going.
He helps you figure out what it is you really want. He helps you eliminate the patterns of the things that stand in the way of getting what you really want. And he actually cares about your success. It seemed really odd to me that this man I'd never met, never spent any time with, except the one cohesion thing, actually gave a damn about what it is I wanted, and was actually willing to take the time and help me through it. Everybody in my life views me differently today. In every room I walk into, I am the voice of clarity. Period.
Yes, because that I have, since I've known Dr. Doug, that was one of the first things I had noticed as well, is that he genuinely cared about me. And if I may share this with you, Neil, is, of course, I walked around for many years saying, I love myself. I take my bubble baths, and I do this, and I go off and do that.
There's a difference between pampering yourself and loving yourself. This I'm very clear
You
on.
Bet there is. And I found that out because I really, truly, once I started working with Dr. Doug, is I realized that I had no clue to what it would truly felt like to truly love myself. And I'm really, really, not only in physical action, but verbally as well, loving myself. And it's an incredible feeling to have, to wake up to every morning and it be so present in my life. I thought, I asked Dr. Doug, I think it was about a week ago, and if I'm incorrect, please, Dr. Doug, you know, correct me if you may. But I said to you last week, I said, where in the heck have you been all my life?
And my answer was, I wasn't ready
yet.
My answer was, I wasn't ready yet.
Yes, that was correct.
And it's really, it's been the last year that I personally got a lot of clarity. And it was a gentleman, Bob Stevens, who really hooked me up for the first time in my life at an event called Body Electronics. And at Body Electronics, I literally went from before, I had to really work at being present.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be present, and as soon as I'd stopped focusing on being present, I wasn't present anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And after Body Electronics, now I have to actually work to try to not be present, and even then I don't know that I make it very much. And so it's just, I'm very, very present. And now I have all kinds of really good tools for helping people just get present in their lives, in their bodies, in their relationships, and in their businesses. And I'd love to share this material.
So what are the really interesting things, Dr. Doug.
Robert Stevens is a great man, and he's been on my show, and it was so interesting because it was like every other word way back when he was on my show, that, you know, he would correct me in my language, bless his heart. And I knew it then when I had him on my show. I said, you know, I really need to work with this man, get more involved with him. And so here you come along. But before I lose my thought, I really have a couple more questions thoughts I'd like to share with Neil, if I may. Is that all right with you, okay. Dr. Doug?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, Neil, if you would, please share with our listeners this evening, you know, the type of business that you own and why it was so important to bring Doug into the company. You know, this is something, as a business owner myself, years ago, I would never have thought to bring Dr. Doug into my business.
So here's the really interesting thing. I actually wanted to talk about this. I should call him Doug. I hope that's okay, Doug.
No, it's
all right.
It's fine.
So Doug was such a paramount decision to come into our business that everybody in our business except our secretaries, and even them, I wonder why we don't have them using him. It was such an important decision for everybody to use him because everybody started, like, being more connected. We started attracting the right things. We started doing business with the right people almost instantly. It seems like instantly, within a few months of starting to use him. Everybody's personal lives started to get better. The big thing on that is now they can concentrate on work without distractions or with minimal distractions. And our
is, you know, as a unity in of the business, it was, you know, a critical element is to have everyone on the same page together with the same clarity, the same goals, and to clear out whatever.
It wasn't a critical element. It was the critical element. Without him doing that, I don't think my company would work the way it does today. Wherein I'm in real estate investment, and I always wondered what a real estate investor would want with a personal coach. And I think to myself, what wouldn't a real estate investor want? I think so highly of Doug that, and he'll verify me on this, that a few of my friends, I'll just go ahead and pay for the first couple hours with him. And I'll say, I expect nothing except that you use him. I think he's so good that I'm willing to pay for my friends and my family to go ahead and use him for the first couple hours. And I think they'll like him and be so hooked that they'll probably sign up with him. I'd be really shocked if somebody used him and then didn't want to continue to use him. They must be really
I will ditto that, by the way, because I agree with that 100%. I was thrilled when Dr. Doug accepted my invitation for the show, because I'm very excited about sharing him with my listeners of this show, and I firsthand as you have really experienced and observed all the changes in my world. Don't you find, Neil, there are times when I know that I work on pulling those words together to really communicate to others how profound it has been for me and will continue being so.
I actually went so far to say to somebody the other day, that, and I agree with you, I went so far to say to somebody the other day that if I were to explain to you where my success came 1 year from today, and you went back and asked for where it has come from the last 4 or 5 months, that I would say as much as 50% of it was having Doug as a personal coach.
I really agree. So let me ask you this, Neil, because you and I have been on the other side of the fence, because, you know, obviously we are clients of Dr. Doug. Now, I really want to make sure that I express this as well to all the listeners out there. This is much deeper for me personally than being a client with Dr. Doug. I also
really want to make sure that you understand this as well, is that that's not why I have him on this show. I have him on the show because I understand what he's done for me in my own life, me as a person. And so I want to make sure that we all, you guys all understand that. And did I kind of resist Dr. Doug for a moment there? I did, didn't I, Dr. Doug?
Oh, yeah. Did
I do the same thing? And that's quite right. I did the exact same thing. Didn't my girlfriend do the same thing? Didn't my business partners do the same thing? I think we all did initially.
Yeah.
Yes. And by the way, that wasn't who you really are that was resisting. It was the old thought forms that you took on from mom and dad and teachers and friends. It was those thought forms that knew their time was numbered. And they were the ones resisting. And, you know, we invest a lot of money as we're growing up in sort of acquiring all those thought forms. And we have so much invested in them, we want to hang on to them. They kept us alive and they kept us safe. And the problem is they aren't working for most of us anymore. They keep us away from having our abundance and our prosperity and love and connection. And so I invite everybody, let's go find the thought forms and transform them into something useful.
Yes.
Can I share something really tangible with everybody?
Oh, please do.
So probably, what was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Doug, we had a conversation about me buying a Porsche.
Uh-huh.
Doug, do you remember that? How long ago was this? 2-3 weeks ago?
It was about 2 to 3 weeks ago. I could probably go find it.
Anyway, we had this conversation about me buying a Porsche. He says, Neil, why don't you go test drive the car? And I said, Doug, I'm definitely afraid of going to buy the car or going to drive the car. It's funny I even said it that way. I'm going to drive the car. And I noticed that when I went to drive it, I could definitely imagine myself in it. And he had to cajole me into going. He said, what are you losing by going? He said, are you actually determined to get to know yourself? And is this something you brought up? So go do it. This isn't going to hurt anybody. Go drive the car. So I go test drive the car, and I have a picture of myself. I'm actually looking at it right now. I have a picture of myself standing next to this Porsche 911 Carrera Cabriolet S. And I'm talking to one of my friends today, and, you know, he's talking to me about, you know, the boat he's going to buy. And I said, you know, hell, my Porsche isn't that much different. And I'm start working the payments in my head, and I'm like, wait, I could probably afford that today. I don't have to juggle anything. And by the way, more money is coming in right now than has ever really come in before. We're setting it up so well in our company that I'm not really afraid to buy a Porsche anymore. So Doug was probably surprised, and I called him today and I said, you know, I can probably afford the Porsche. He said, that's great. We can talk about that, you know, at some point, but, you know, I'm preparing for my next client, but awesome. And I think you weren't really surprised, and yet you were surprised that I'll probably buy it in the next, what, 2 months, you figure, Doug?
I don't think it's going to take you that long, Neil.
Yeah, I'm afraid
I don't
of that.
Either.
So what I noticed, actually, when I told everybody I went to go drive the Porsche, too, everybody started congratulating me like I'd already bought it. This is the really interesting thing. I call up my brother-in-law, and I tell him, hey, listen, I was driving the Porsche today, and here's the one I drove, and I sent pictures of it, and I sent a picture of me next to it, and I tell everybody I know. And everybody starts to congratulate me. They're like, congratulations. I'm like, what? They're like, congratulations. It's like, you essentially just bought it. It was, it like, and nobody doubted me anymore that I would buy it, because I guess nobody goes to drive a car like that unless they plan on buying it. So,
well, Neil, may I make a point?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Wait, Dr. Doug, you're going to have to hold your point for just a moment, please. Would you
okay.
do that? I gotta pipe in here for a moment.
Yes.
We're going to go on a break, and I would like to extend an invitation to Neil, if we may. Nah, not if. Anyway, what do you think, Dr. Doug, because I picked up on this undercurrent with Neil on the vehicle. What do you think?
I'm quite happy for Doug to talk. I'm very open to Doug to talk about this.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay.
Well, what we're going to do is if I can get, we're going to go take a 3-minute break, okay? I'm going to ask you guys to do that for me. Just put your phones on a mute. Go do whatever you need to do. And then come back in and join me, okay? And I'll actually know when you're coming in, okay?
Okay,
so,
yes.
Okay, so you guys got a 3-minute break, and we'll see you back in 3 minutes, okay, both of you?
Perfect. Yep.
Excellent.
We'll be here.
Okay, all right. On that note, I really, really wanted to spend just a few moments to speak with all my listeners of my show. Did you like that, guys? I am claiming an ownership of my own broadcast. But we are tonight interacting with Dr. Doug Gilbert. And I want to remind all our listeners of our call-in numbers. And for Canada, the toll-free number is 888-861-3519. The toll-free number for the USA is 877-270-8714. Or you're welcome to call in on area code 530-876-9026 or 876-3223 or 413-4515. And when Dr. Doug and Neil return back to the show, we are actually going to work with Neil on assisting him to get beyond the little glitch he has on buying his vehicle. So you'll get to firsthand observe the process as it unfolds right here on this show. Now, I'd like to invite each and every one of you to go on to my show page. I have a wealth of information about Dr. Doug Gilbert. I also have his contact number, his website, his email address, and I do invite each of you to explore Dr. Doug's website. Now, I have been personally working with Dr. Doug for a month. I have taken his class. Really, truly enjoyed it. It's one of those classes that you don't sit there and kind of yawn and stretch and, oh, my gosh, watch the clock and wait for, I wish we'd hurry up and get to a break. It's one of those classes that keeps you very much involved with the material and also releasing. And I will say, as you work with even the class, you begin to release those energies that we've been plagued with, you know, from our parents as we were growing up, and other programming that we received as we continued our growth in life. It's time for all of us to claim the power within ourselves, within our own personal environments. And I know that your heart desires as much as mine is to be the best we possibly can be, not only for ourselves, but for all the people around us. There is some other information that I would like to share with each of you as well about Dr. Doug, and that's the body electronics. Now, he also applied body electronics to me on the first day I met him. And, oh, my gosh, I'm going to share with all of you my personal feelings that was rushing through my brain as I sat there with him as he applied the body electronics. I said, oh, my gosh, this man has no idea what he's doing. He's about to meet his maker. But I will tell you, the moment he grabbed the space between my thumb and my other finger and asked me to breathe, it was immediate. And let me say, oh boy, was he going to meet his maker. He didn't stop there. He grabs my big toe, which, by the way, was my left big toe. No one knew that I had had a problem with my big toe for at least a year. It was to a point where I was not able to wear shoes. So if I could get away with wearing slippers, you bet I did. So he asked me for my left big toe. Now, if he was going to meet his maker, this was the moment of truth, because it was so excruciating. Before he even grabbed it, I was in a lot of pain. But in a split second, all that pain was gone, and Dr. Doug shared with me that this is where I chose to hold all my pains, my sorrows, all my disappointments in life. I had chose to store it in my left big toe. And I will say, the very next day when I woke up, it was like I never even had it. Even before I had got up and left him and said my goodbyes to him, it was already gone. But, of course, the real test was, let's see the following day. And it held true to form. So on that note, let's welcome Dr. Doug and our caller, Neil, back onto the show. Yep. Are you with me now?
Hear me? I'm here.
Well, welcome back. I was squealing on you, Dr. Doug.
You did, and please. Did I actually grab you, or did I ask your permission first?
You asked me for my permission, and I did indeed give it. Thank you for that. That is true.
Doug will never do anything to you without him giving permission. Doug will never touch you. Doug will never talk to you without your permission.
That is correct, and that's a beauty about Dr. Doug, is that before he even takes a step forward, he always asks for permission, and that's very important, because I will tell you this, the light never, ever violates any person, place, or situation. So on that note, what do you think, Dr. Doug? Should we work with Neil?
I'll have fun.
I'll play.
So Neil.
I'll play.
Yes, you always do, Neil. You're a good one. So, you said, by the way, when you were talking about your car, your Porsche Cabriolet, all that stuff.
Porsche Carrera Cabriolet.
Okay. You said people stopped doubting you. Do you remember that?
Right.
Who is it that stopped doubting you first?
Me.
And was that the shift that occurred for you?
Oh, yeah. So, yes. Yes, it was a shift that occurred for me.
Yes. So, Neil, do I have your permission to facilitate you, yes or no?
Yes.
Now, that's a good, clean yes, very much from his heart. Thank you, Neil.
Doug's actually really good with teaching everybody body language and tone, by the way, incidentally, with being with him, too.
So, Neil, yes or no, have you fully committed yourself to having your wealth now?
Yes.
Did you feel the difference in your yes?
Yeah.
Was that a real yes?
No.
No. Okay, so you know the game.
Yeah.
So have you fully committed yourself to having your wealth now, yes or no?
No.
Exactly. And so that's how we play the game. We just go in. The first yes was from Neil's head. And that was his brain thinking, yes, I've done everything and all that. And yes, he has. Neil goes above and beyond the call of duty of doing the do. Yet he still has a holdback in his unconscious mind. So, Neil, first words, what is your holdback about having your wealth right now?
Mom.
Say again, please.
Mom. M-O-M.
Oh, Mom. What about Mom?
thinks it's not good to be flashy and wealthy.
Did you take on this thought form for your mom, yes or no?
Yes.
Is this thought form serving you, yes or no?
No. It's serving me fear. It's not serving me love.
Excellent. So, this one, sometimes we need to go back and dig up a story or something. This one, I think we can just have you change this. And so what I'd like to do, Neil, is have you do a decree. And for the listeners, a decree is a statement of fact said with feeling that will convince our unconscious mind, our angels, whatever your particular belief system is, it's meant to convince. So would you please say, I am fully committed to having my wealth now.
I am fully committed to having my wealth now.
Again.
I am fully committed to having my wealth now.
Again.
I am fully committed to having my wealth now.
Now you're starting to touch it. Do you know what it means to really have your wealth now?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Abundance. I just buy what I want to and know that I can pay for it.
What do you have to give up?
Mom's thought feelings.
Yeah. Are you ready to give up her thought forms?
Yes.
I believe that was a real yes. Are you willing to have your mom feel a little distant from you? Yes or no?
Yes. Yeah.
Cool. So, and that's what it really means. So, I am fully committed to having my wealth now.
I am fully committed to having my wealth now.
One more time, just for fun.
I am fully committed to having my wealth now.
Excellent.
Real quick, if I may interject, and I do sincerely apologize to both of you for the interjection here. We're headed for our second part of the show, Dr. Doug. So if I hope, I trust, Neil, that you have indeed wrote down the affirmation for yourself.
Yes. No, I don't need to write it down, and I can remember it.
Okay. So let's say the affirmation one more time so the listeners can use this as well in their own life. If you would, Dr. Doug, real quick, just say the full decree.
I am, and I am is a statement which is powerful all by itself. I am fully committed to having my wealth now.
Excellent. And I'll put that up on the show page as well. Neil, we hope that we have served you well. We're about to do a meditation, so I hope that you will stay tuned with us. And it was a real pleasure speaking with you, and thank you for sharing your thoughts with not only myself but my listeners as well. And we invite you to come back onto the show again.
I would love that, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And so I hope you'll stay tuned for the meditation.
I sure will. Thanks, Doug. Thanks.
Thank
you.
You're
very welcome.
Good night. Okay, so I ask that all of my listeners this evening is to take a deep breath and let go of your breath and close your eyes, sit back and relax. And I ask and invite each of you to please listen to Dr. Doug's meditation. It is very powerful. I use it myself. And Dr. Doug, I hope that we will be able to fully go through the meditation at least by 20 after, if we may, or
we
a few minutes after that, okay?
Yes.
All right.
So,
now,
are we ready for me?
On that note, yes, please, by all means.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, this is going to be a little bit different than what most people know of as a guided meditation. It's a lot the same, and I invite you all to just listen and imagine with me. And I'm going to describe some situations that may or may not be true for you right now, and I'd like for you to imagine they are true, because in reality, there is no difference between what we can clearly imagine and what we create for ourselves in our outside world. So I'm going to describe an ideal setting for you, and just allow yourself to feel each one of these imaginations as I describe it to you. And after you're fully in your newly imagined state, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about some powerful things, some powerful suggestions for you. So, go ahead and take a deep breath, close your eyes, and relax. As you let each breath go, let yourself relax a little bit more. Imagine it is now the moment of your original creation. Imagine how you feel towards your Creator. Imagine it is now a year before you were conceived for this lifetime you're living right now. Imagine your parents fully, consciously chose to have you bless their lives a year from now. See your parents prepare their bodies for bringing you into this physical world of ours. See them loving each other purely every day. See how they meditate or pray every morning and every night, connecting themselves with their own divine nature and their own divinity. See yourself coming to your final choices about the life you are going to live soon. And notice very carefully how you have chosen to wait until this moment in time to make your life fully rich and abundant in money and love and relationships. Imagine now it is the moment of your conception. See your parents loving each other purely and creating you out of pure love. Feel your mother welcoming your spirit into her womb and loving you purely. Remember how your mother sang to you while you're still inside of her womb. Songs of love, tenderness. Hear your father's gentle voice, strong and tender, speaking to you, loving you. Imagine it is now the time of your birth. See all of your loving family members present, welcoming you into your brand new life. Feel how safe and gentle your birth is. Feel how you were taken and placed on your mother's belly as she holds you in her arms, safe, comfortable, warm. Feel and see how your mother is there with you every moment of your childhood until you're ready to go off and explore your world. Feel how you explore your world with your father there with you, explaining to you how the world works. Hear his soft voice while he holds you in his strong, gentle arms. Feel how it is for you being raised during your childhood with love, kindness, and respect for being the wonderful spirit you are. Remember how your parents both took you to your first day of school and how confident you were. And they stayed with you until you told them it was okay to go. Imagine your teachers in school treating you with respect, appreciating your particular gifts and talents, remember how they allowed you to speak your needs clearly. Remember how they listened and heard you. Go to now, the time of your puberty. Imagine and remember how the adults of your community had a special ceremony just for you. How they told you about your responsibilities as an adult. See how they welcomed you into your own adulthood. Imagine you're now 18 years old. Remember all the wonder and joy from your entire childhood. Remember how both of your parents have supported your desires and dreams for your entire life. Come now to the present time, May 1st, 2007. And imagine you listen to your heart for what to eat and how much to eat. And imagine you have plenty of delicious and nutritious food to satisfy you and your hunger. Imagine you thoroughly enjoy exercising regularly and faithfully. See how much you love working your body. Imagine every drop of water you drink is a magic healing elixir, which permeates every cell of your body with its loving, healing energy. Imagine you speak only pure, loving speech, truth, specific, and every word you speak with love becomes truth and reality instantly. Imagine your body has perfect health. Remember to breathe. And imagine every child on your planet is well loved, well fed, and cared for perfectly. And your imagination makes it happen. And now just stay in your newly imagined state. And I will guide you through some more thoughts. You are completely safe. Your body, mind, and spirit are one. Connected firmly to your planet and your divinity. I will bring some thoughts and ideas to your attention. Some of these will help you remember who you really are. Some of these may be suggestions for things you may do. Let your own divine nature, your internal guidance system, guide you in your journey today and for the rest of your life. Allow your divinity to guide you to feel which of these thoughts, ideas, and suggestions to accept. Which of these are true for you and who you really choose to be. And which of these will help you on your path as you choose your health every day. Accept each of these which are true for you as your own. You have perfect faith in yourself. You have perfect faith in your truth. You have perfect faith in your own divinity. You trust your divine nature.
divine nature guides you to your truth. You are open and flexible to new ideas. Every truth you hear belongs to you. You are the embodiment of truth. You trust the process of life. You are worthy. You matter. You have immense value. You are desirable for who you are. You are a beautiful being. You are important. You are perfect, just as you are. You have co-created your life, and your life is your perfect tool for your spirit to experience life. Since you helped create your life perfectly, since you are responsible, you can now choose your life to be different, a new creation, based on your heart's true desires. You are now empowered to consciously create everything you desire. It is your birthright to be the conscious creator of your life. The past does not exist. The future does not exist. Now is all that exists. Focus only on your now. Focus only on your present. Remember your perfect health. Remember your divine blueprint. You are only interested in being with people who support you, your choices, and who you choose to be. every day you are more true to yourself. When you are alone and when you are with others, maintaining your integrity under all circumstances. Remember who you are. You remember your heart's greatest desire from moment to moment to moment. Allow yourself to know and have your heart's greatest desire consciously. You love your gifts. You embody your gifts. You enjoy all of your gifts. You are very talented. You remember everything you have heard and experienced this evening. You embody every truth you have heard and experienced. Every time you remember who you are, you remember more deeply than ever before. Before you allow yourself to drift out of your current state of awareness, allow yourself to be with everything that has been brought to your attention. Allow your innate wisdom to accept what is true for you. Take a minute and allow the real you to absorb what you've heard this evening. Allow truth to transform your body, to transform your beliefs into only those which serve you. Tonight, when you lay down to sleep, you will relax easily into your very deep, restful sleep. You always sleep very deeply because you always come out of your deepest sleep quickly and easily when and if you require. Sleep. Every night, it becomes easier for you to relax into your deep, restful sleep. Every day, it becomes easier for you to remember who you really are and incorporate your new feelings and beliefs into your everyday life. Every day, it becomes easier for you to remember what you are really capable of. Every day, it becomes easier for you to use all of your abilities. You remember everything. You remember having your heart's desires already fulfilled. Remember.
I truly honor and thank you, Dr. Doug, for a beautiful, wonderful meditation. I desire to take just a moment with all of my listeners this evening. I will say this. I do this meditation on a daily basis, and it is extremely very powerful. You will find it very powerful, and you will start to observe tremendous shifts immediately in your life. So get excited for, as you open your eyes tomorrow morning, you will look through different eyes and in wilderment of excitement of observing your environment shifting and changing. And you'll find yourself laughing and giggling and going, wow, who would have ever known? And I have found it very profound for me, and I've incorporated as this meditation as a daily activity within my own personal life. And I know I would be very excited to receive your comments and feedbacks on this meditation this evening. And my email address is imdivinelight@aol.com. I also invite you to send emails to Dr. Doug as well and letting know the impact that this meditation will have for you in your own life. And his email address is drdoug@drdouggilbert.com. And I love to continue inviting each of you to explore his wonderful website. I'm going to ask that Dr. Doug share a little bit with all of us this evening on his body electronics. He's got some wonderful CDs that I have firsthand have been using through this meditation. And one of the things that I found is that Dr. Doug uses tones throughout the meditation. We didn't have the tones to share with all of you this evening. But I will say this. I literally lay there and feel how the energy is being removed from my physical body, including my emotional and mental bodies as well. And you will indeed find it as if someone has come along and has reached over into your leg or to your heart area or your mind itself or your emotions and feel as though they've grabbed a hold of that and just pulled it right out. So, and that's been my personal experience as I've continued using this meditation. And then another thing I may add as well with this is that I found by using the tones along with the meditation, of course it comes as a kit, it also has kept me in alignment with all my bodies, emotional, mental, spiritually, physically, etherically. And you'll find that it will tune, it's like a tune-up, if you will. So please permit, I would like to bring Dr. Doug back on to the show with us this evening to share a little bit about his CDs and about the body electronics and any other wonderful information you'd like to share with us this evening. So, Dr. Doug, are you still with me?
I am.
Oh, excellent.
I'm kind of relaxed.
Thank you.
I'm feeling very relaxed right now.
I am too.
Body electronics is the most profound, transforming event of my life to date. And I've had a lot of very profound experiences in my life. And you, for more information, you know, you can always go to my website. I have more detailed information on body electronics. And what body electronics is a system where participants take heavy doses of liquid colloidal minerals, and there's some very specific ones, for 3 weeks before we even get started doing body electronics. And I'm just going to abbreviate BE. And then we get to the event, and I take about half a day to a day and teach people about the philosophy and what it is and how it works and things like that. And then we have a participant lay on the table, and then five people around the table hold pressure points. And these points are usually at acupressure points. And what these points are is when we as children have old traumas, repressed traumas, things that we couldn't handle, emotionally process when we were young, the memories get stored into our physical body to just kind of take it out of our consciousness. And these little deposits literally form melanin protein crystals. And so when we push on these, there can be a lot of pain. Just like when you go to a good massage therapist and they push on a trigger point, you feel some pain. And they can hold it. Well, that's one of the things that happens at body electronics. And when we load up on the minerals that heavy, it allows the process to go really, really, really fast. And so people hold these points and then memories come back. And as soon as we take what would be considered a negative energy and turn it into a positive energy, all of a sudden the crystal melts and the pain goes away. And then very often these little crystals are built up layer after layer after layer after layer. And so people holding points will literally feel these things just melt away and melt away and melt away and melt away. And this is the fastest healing modality I have witnessed so far in my life. And I have literally seen many people come present, really, really, really present for the first time in their lives doing this work. I have had husbands and wives come to these where they actually started getting honest with each other because they transformed all those old stories that don't matter anymore. And so this is very, very powerful. And I have literally seen miracles happen. Miracles of consciousness and literal physical miracles happen with body electronics right in front of my eyes. And it gets to the point to where I literally expect miracles to happen doing body electronics. And so it is, if anyone out there can get to a body electronics event, I guarantee it will be the most profound experience of your life to this date. Does that explain it pretty good?
Yes. And I had touched on it earlier in the show where Dr. Doug asked for my left big toe, and you know, as I was releasing that energy from the physical body, you know, I had shared that it was painful and it quickly went away. And then, of course, Dr. Doug shared with me that that's where I had chosen to hold on to all my pains and sorrows and disappointments and broken heart and, you know, you guys got the picture. And it has really changed my life. And I know that if you just give yourself permission to explore with Dr. Doug, you will find that you'll be writing me a letter saying, thank you, Leilani. Real quick, if we could touch very quickly, because I do have some other announcements I need to share with the listeners before I close. So real quick, touch on your CDs very quickly, if you would.
Excellent. I have a line of CDs, which the meditation I just did is substantially what's on the CDs, on my CDs. And my CDs have several different things with them. It depends on the CD. I have very powerful binaural beats in the background of every one of my CDs. And I have a heartbeat, which starts up at 62 beats per minute and slows down to 48 beats per minute. And what these do is they help bring our bodies into a very, very deep, suggestive state. And then what you'll hear is very positive, consciously languaged scripting.
Yes, and thank you, Dr. Doug. And I, like I had shared with you all earlier, is I do indeed have those a set of the CDs. And it's been amazing. And yes, there's a heartbeat there, and that's when I was sharing with all of you how I could feel all this energy that had been blocked in my body had been released as I and that was just by listening to the tones and listening to Doug's voice. So I invite you once again to explore the CDs, and if I have your permission, if I may, I'll list your CDs up on the show page. And,
oh, please, yeah.
Okay, excellent. And if you'll send me the information on the Next Body Electronics, I'd like to get that up on my show page as well. But very quickly, I wanted to share as well with all of you, I truly thank each of you for the tremendous success of this show has had for the past 2 years. Without all of you, BBS Radio, and all my show guests, I wouldn't have probably came as close or as quickly with the success of this show. And I ask that you all explore the book that this show has been published in. It's called Talk Radio for Authors. I'm just very, very grateful to have been picked as one of those shows that's been publicized in this book. You'll find them in all the major bookstores throughout the planet. I also would like to invite all of you. I will be doing a special show on Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. this Friday with the host of Peaceful Planet. I have all her wonderful information on my show page as well. I have a list of my wonderful affiliates that have really stepped forward to support this show and future shows as well. I have a wealth of information of all my affiliates done on there. and please stay with me, Dr. Doug. And I have some other future shows that are coming in a very short period of time. I have a wonderful press release on some classes that I've been taking, and that has been life-changing for me as well, in cooperation with working with Dr. Doug. So I invite you to take a real good look at that. It's been very powerful. And so I hope that I will see all of you there. And let me know how you guys are all doing from this meditation. So I truly thank you and honor you, and what a privilege to be with you, Dr. Doug. And we look forward to having future shows with you. And many, many blessings to you and your beautiful fiance. And you guys sleep well this evening, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. On that note, I am that I am. I am the divine presence. Remember, be love. Love thyself. Love your family with all your hearts. And always remember to be safe and be the power and the intelligence of you, your worlds, and activities. Until we reconnect, be safe and be well, and good night to each and every one of you. Love and aloha. Good night.